Thanks for tuning in to Classical 90.5. It is every Tuesday in the 6 o'clock hour that we listen back to highlights from the 2016 Hot Summer Nights Music Festival and look ahead to what's on tap for 2017. My guest on the program this evening is the concertmaster of the Missouri Symphony Orchestra. It's Felicia Brunel. I recently visited with her about her work as concertmaster and the effort that went into the performance with the Missouri Contemporary Ballet of Heinrich Ignaz Franz von Weber's Passacaglia in G minor for solo violin. We've got that still to come and more tonight on the Missouri Symphony Orchestra Radio Hour. Here is Concertmaster of the Missouri Symphony Orchestra, Felicia Brunel, discussing how she found her way originally to Columbia and ultimately as the concertmaster of Columbia's Missouri Symphony Orchestra.
Well, I was in Sarasota, and I had arrived a few years earlier and happened to not have a summer festival to do. We have a seasonal year here, and it ends pretty much in May. So a member of the orchestra said, "Hey, do you want to play? I've got this orchestra in Missouri, and I didn't even know Columbia, Missouri, but I knew Missouri because my grandmother lived in Missouri, and I trekked down there every year as a child to visit her, and I thought, well, you know, I don't know anything about this orchestra, but if I get to visit my grandmother, it's worth it. So I went and played, and I loved Columbia, and I loved the orchestra.
Did you apply for and were selected to be the concertmaster, or were you one member of the string section? You worked your way up over time. How does that work?
Well, it works a lot of different ways. You can advertise. You can work your way up. You can be appointed. You can come with a conductor. So any way possible is valid. In my case, I had played in the orchestra as a violin section. And then I left and was doing some other things. I got into Spoleto and doing different summer festivals. And then I got a call from the past conductor, Hugo Vianello, and he offered me the concertmaster position. Now, he knew my playing because I had been there for two summers. So there was no audition needed, and that's how I got that job.
And how many years ago was that?
It's close to 20 years.
So I think that I know a fair amount about classical music. I've never played in an orchestra. I've never played my instrument outside of my house. But I thought I understood how the orchestra worked. And then in preparation for this interview, I got schooled. I didn't know what a concertmaster was. Can we back up maybe one or seven steps and tell us what does the concertmaster do generally in an orchestra?
Well, the audience perspective, it looks as if we come out and tune the orchestra, and that's really the least of all our jobs. It is, I'm basically not tuning anybody. At the time of the concert, you tune your own instrument, but that is what the audience sees. The actual role of a concertmaster starts even before the first rehearsal. I have to prepare articulations and bowings for the piece that I have had in the past that I would recommend. When we come in, those bowings may change because I'm always working with the conductor. His ideas may not be my ideas. And so then we discuss the different sounds we want to produce and how to produce them. Also, I have to blend in with the first violins. So there's like a dual role. I need to be a section player because I'm really the leader of the first violins. There's a leader of the second violins, there's a leader of the violas, and a leader of the cellos. And however, the solos that come up, I then have to have freedom and brilliance of a soloist. So there's a blending and a sticking out quality. If the conductor perceives there's a problem, like something is not sounding short enough or energetic enough or too loud or too marked, and it's technical, sometimes he'll won't even ask me. I will say, let's do it this way or change a bowing to help his concept along. I'm always responding to the conductor. In the actual concert, I'm getting constant cues from him, in this case, Kirk Trevor. And sometimes there are really difficult attacks that have to be made in the orchestra. And for all the members of the orchestra, they should have an eye on the concertmaster, because if they want to come in exactly right, if we all have to come in together, and we could be talking lots of people, you know, 40, 50, 60 people have to come in together, the stick of the baton maybe isn't exactly everything you need. So you can also look at the concertmaster and see my bow and just go exactly with that, because that's the same physical motion.
This is Classical 90.5, and that's Felicia Brunel. My name is Trevor Harris, and I was lucky enough to catch up with Brunel lately. We talked by phone about her role as concertmaster of the Missouri Symphony Orchestra. On one of the chamber music recitals for 2016 Hot Summer Nights Music Festival, Brunel performed Heinrich Ignaz Franz von Bieber's Passacaglia in G minor for solo violin, a work on which she was joined on stage by members of the Missouri Contemporary Ballet. Again, here's Felicia Brunel.
For the chamber series, that was just me, and that was its own easy, you know, it's just you. It's a lot easier to just present what you want, because there's nobody saying, no, you can't do that. But with the concert, that was the Missouri Contemporary Ballet Pops concert. I was on stage, and I did have orchestral accompaniment for a couple of Vivaldi pieces that were around that Bieber Passacaglia. And they had, meaning the dancers, had very specific tempos that they wanted me to play. And that was really hard, because it was splitting hairs sometimes, you know, when you're dancing and you're trying to hold something on point, you know, half a second is way too long. You know, it's just got to be really, really closely synced. So it was very exciting for me. I love dance, and it was fun to have the dancers around me. But I had to kind of stuff my own ideas a little bit so the dancers would be comfortable.
And nobody's conducting in this scenario, right? It's you and the dancers on stage together exclusively?
Correct.
Who arranged that work? Who took the themes of Bieber's Passacaglia and created dance motions or movements around them?
Well, that came from the Missouri Contemporary Ballet. They got a hold of me and said, this is what we've been listening to. So they had a CD, and we had to find the music for what that was. And it was a little bit hard to find the Vivaldi. I know Kirk Trevor had to write out the string parts by hand because he couldn't find it. It was so obscure. So they had a recording that they had a dance for, and we just tried to match that recording.
So how do you have to modify your playing to create something that is complementary with the Missouri Contemporary Ballet and what they're offering on stage?
It's mostly rhythm, you know, just being a little faster, a little slower. And if there's something that I was noticing while I was playing, like, or there was a section where someone would lift a ballerina up in the air, and I'd think, ah, that needs to make a louder impression. I need to lift the volume with her. So that was interesting, and that's not really something we discussed. We didn't get into it that in depth, but I was trying to adjust with that, which is not easy. When you're playing this Bieber Passacaglia, is one of the most difficult virtuoso high points of the Baroque violin literature. And in fact, the J.S. Bach solo violin sonatas and partitas were probably based on this. And that is that chaconne of the Bach is the top chaconne for all violinists. And this Bieber Passacaglia, it was so wonderful to play it, because I've played the Bach chaconne to to play where the emphasis was with that, you know, the idea. How did Bach come up with that? And I really thought it was an amazing piece, and it is difficult. So doing this rhythm and swooping of the dancers' leaps was pretty difficult. Every summer I'm there, I am challenged, I have to say. It has been amazing. We had Scheherazade, and we had Brahms' First Symphony, Don Juan, huge concertmaster solos that are very challenging for me. I believe we're going to do Schindler's List this coming summer. And, you know, the summer is not set yet. We haven't got all of the music completely set. So I actually don't know everything.
Those would be good words of advice for anybody to live by. I don't actually know everything.
I don't know everything, that is for sure.
Felicia Brunel teaches at the University of Central Florida. She's also a member of the Sarasota Orchestra, and she's the concertmaster of the Missouri Symphony Orchestra. She's been my guest this evening on the Missouri Symphony Orchestra Radio Hour. Thanks for taking some time to visit.
Thank you.